Health Insurance.
Hey, afternoon, Steve. How's it going? It's Andy here with Local Splash in regards to the first page Google Guarantee campaign and Facebook and Google Ads. Yes, sir. How's the Monday so far? How's it treating you?
Okay. So we'll have to get this going, Andy. And what are we going to be doing?
Yeah, just lock in the VIP package. We'll have a client interview with the technician. Really nice, really smart. They got to cover content, kind of ask you, area, search term, make sure we gather the information to get that live and optimized. But, to get it started, we'll send over everything to you in writing. We'll read off a voice verification just outlining the pricing and that it's a month-to-month service with no contracts. Mm-hmm.
And I can expect what now?
Yeah, you'll get our VIP package, which is probably the most profitable program. It covers that Google ad space, which is that targeted ad that's right below the search bar. You're also getting Facebook social media ads. So a lot of those pinpoint targeted ads that you'll see automatically on your, whether it's Facebook or even if you go onto like another website, that's what you're getting, as well as search engine optimized map, Alexa smart car voice command, as well as Google Home, all integrated with that package.
And I can request what time, what days I want those ads to run, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, exactly. It's based on when you want to run it, what days, what hours. We usually typically like to run it during your business hours, but it's based on when you want to run the campaign.
Okay. And those ads will be in there for how many hours per month?
Oh, good question. It's ran every single time that you, whatever hours that you set it up to be ran. Of course, that's why we like to do like the business hours because, we don't want anybody calling you at 10 o'clock, unless you want it, unless that's what you want. So as long as it's within those hours, that's when we're going to run the ads. As far as how many times the ad's going to show, it's every single time they type in that search word or keyword, that's when we'll show that ad.
Mm-hmm. So actually, it'd be better for me, if you're going to run it 724, 365 days a week, it'd be better for me to have, run it all the time. Is that right?
Yeah. Whatever you feel, whatever your preference is, 100% is based on how you want and the influx of calls that you want. So if that's how you want to have it, 100% we could do that for you. Nice thing about this, Steve, is we don't expect you to know about, search terms, how they're typing, what zip codes are typing the most. We'll do the back-end research on what they're searching, where they're searching your keywords that you want. So you always get those phone calls, and you get people that are ready to hire you. Not people that are just kind of shopping around. So that's the beautiful thing about this campaign.
Okay, here's what I don't understand. I'm paying you, how much was it again?
Yeah,
it's $1 or $5.59 or what?
Yeah, $5.49. Yeah, we're bringing it down. It's normally $1,098, but it's just $5.49 for that full A to Z marketing campaign.
Mm-hmm. So for $5.49 a month, you can run this ad 24 hours a day, every single day. And my ads run up all the time. Is that what you're telling me?
That is correct. Yeah, we run the ads on the times and hours that you want to base your ads to be ran at. So 100%.
So why wouldn't I choose 24 hours a day, 365 days a year? I got an answer machine. Somebody can leave a message.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, that's whatever you prefer. If that's what you want, we could definitely do that just so you could always have that open as far as when they could call you. So it's based on what you want, as well as the Google page. That'll also show that you're open 24 hours to respond to any phone calls. So it's, yeah, not a problem at all. Some people, they just say, hey, after 6, after 7, I'm with my family. I don't really want to take on any business calls. So they'll stop the ads from running around, passing the 6 o'clock mark, right? So it's just totally based off what you want as far as how you want your ads to be ran.
And this just doesn't make any sense. That's not a whole lot of money. And you say these ads are going to be running all the time, or they can run just whenever I want them to run.
Yeah.
I don't understand why anybody... It's like saying, hey, Steve, you can have money coming to your office 24 hours a day, every single day, or just have money coming to your office a couple days, you know, a week.
Right, and I can explain this to you, Steve. Just because we're having the ads run at a certain time doesn't mean that their people are clicking on the ad. So the way that it works is we're going to invest from that $549 into putting a budget into the Google and the Facebook ad campaigns. So it'll obviously run out after a while. We'll call you to kind of rejuvenate the ads if you want to add more. But we get a reduced rate on that percentage as far as what the click cost is. But out of the $549, we're investing money directly into the ad budget. But as far as running the ads and having them run at a certain time, it's based on whatever times you want to run your advertising at.
So in other words, there's only so because you're paying Google or Facebook to run the ads, they're only running a certain amount of time.
Yeah, they'll pop up every time they type in the keyword or search term that we're targeting with the campaign.
All right, and you're not explaining this very well to me because I'm just lost. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, there's 50,000 insurance agents out there all want the same thing.
Sure.
It's not logical to me. I don't know. I think you're losing me.
Not at all. Yeah, I could explain it. And that's the thing. There is other insurance companies out there, but they're not running any ads. I mean, if...
Well, somebody is.
Yeah, and obviously they are, but obviously with specialists like us running dual ads with Facebook and Google and you not having to pay per click or per impression, it locks you in at that flat rate. And you get specialists behind your advertising constantly changing the analytics. So if somebody's...
Let me ask you this. How many leads, realistically, do you expect that I will get in a month's time?
That's a good question. I mean, my clients see a 12-to-1 return with that package just because of what it includes.
But
like I was mentioning to you, last time we spoke, there was 982 searches and just that 10-mile radius that you want to cover. So, you know, I'm not saying you're going to get 982 clients or phone calls to your phone line, but if you could capitalize on 1% of those searches, that's a nice book of business right in your backyard searching every day that needs your service.
Well, you're saying I'd get 9 leads.
1%. That's 1%, which is the smallest percentage.
Yeah, it'd be 9 leads.
Exactly.
So my $549, I should expect to get 9 leads.
That's the smallest percentage. That's 1%. But with us running ads, targeting keywords, you're definitely going to get more than 1%. That's just to kind of paint a little picture for you that even if you just get that 1%, which is the smallest percentage, it's still 9 leads that are fully engaged, which is, I mean, it's not what everybody wants, but that's still a good positive number.
And how will I know I got 9 leads?
Yeah, you'll have a tracking and reporting dashboard included as well as an app with us so you can track the phone calls, the leads, the new numbers that are contacting you. So you could monitor everything that's going on as far as traffic with our advertising campaign.
Okay. All right. I am real skeptical. I'm just really, really skeptical. I'm going to do it. But if this doesn't work out, I'm flaking out of here really quick. So I need it to work.
Yeah, no doubt. It's definitely a good investment for the company. Even with you trying it and us improving the quality score on the internet with the citations and the cleanup we do, you'll leave with that Google listing, the reviews, the content. So you have a much stronger presence than what you came in with. But of course, with us, it's a long-term marketing campaign and we want to earn your business each and every month. So that's why we dive into analytics. We see what converts. If you were to kind of do this yourself, like I said, it's a pay-per-click campaign and you would have to jump on the computer every day because it almost changes every day when it comes down to algorithms. So that's what's going to give you a huge benefit with working with us as far as a premier channel partner. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've had insurance agents do this before, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. We work with every industry across the United States.
Where do they leave? How come you have an opening?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. They don't really give us the reason why it's open. Sometimes, you know,
if somebody's making money, they'd be a moron to leave, right?
Yeah, no doubt. It's usually circumstances like retirement or maybe moving business out of state. We have a really good retention with this program and package, but that's why it's month to month with no contract, Steve, because we have to earn your business with the results.
What's your retention rate?
Yeah, we have a over 90% retention rate when it comes down to our campaigns and what we run.
Okay.
What
do we do from now? What do we do next?
Yeah, we're going to create the profile here. I'm just going to verify the information, what we have on file, making sure everything is correct and accurate. We'll set up a client interview with the technicians. We'll cover the analytics, the clicks, conversion. And as far as the primary phone number that you like for the first page listing, would you like to use the 714-841-2510 as the primary line for you?
2510, yes.
Awesome. And then we'll send over the welcome email, Steve, with everything in writing, everything we're including. What's the best email address for you in the business?
SolidRockInsurance@Verizon.net.
Okay. Awesome. And you'll get everything sent to you while we're on the phone also. I'm going to stay on the line just to open up the terms. We'll make sure that everything is corresponding in your inbox also, okay? And yeah, as far as just to organize the campaign on our end, what is your last name, Steve?
It's spelled HAGENBUCH.
Got it. HAGENBURCH?
No, BUCH.
BUCH. Got it. Thank you, sir. And perfect. I'm going to go ahead and apply the override credit to lock in the pricing. Also, since we have you in at a reduced rate, we'll read off a voice verification. It just outlines the new updated rate, that it's month to month, fully cancelable at any time, and just another added protection for you as well. Okay, Steve?
Sure, go ahead.
Awesome. Appreciate it. I'm going to apply the credit here. And to secure your campaign for the $549, what would you like to use? Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Do I have to use a credit card?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you only accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, no problem.
I'll use a credit card via Visa.
Okay. And name on the card, is it your name or the name of the business?
It's my name.
Okay. And it's just Steve, right? It's not like Steven or anything like that?
It's STEPHEN.
Got it. Perfect. Thank you. And yes, sir, the card number, whenever you are ready, I'll repeat back to you for accuracy and quality assurance.
Card number is 5466-3099-1138-4189.
4189. Thank you, sir. Expiration date, month and year?
12/27.
Thank you. And the security code on the back of the card?
196.
196. Perfect. And then what is the current billing address for the card?
5237 Olive Hill Road.
Okay.
Fallbrook.
Okay.
92028.
Okay. I got it. 92028. Perfect. And just to make sure your last name, I just wanted to double check because I know it's kind of a little different. H A GENBUCH, right? Just to double check.
B as in boy, UCH.
You got it. Awesome. And then what I'll do here is I'm going to send this off to the Department of Finance so they can process the payment. Within probably 1 to 2 minutes, you'll receive a welcome email, a welcome text message with everything in writing, everything we're including. And I'm just going to read off the voice verification here. It just outlines everything we're including and the pricing, okay? So, awesome. So this is welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's just an added protection for you. Mm-hmm. So it states, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Solid Rock Insurance.
Perfect. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Steve Hagenbue, VP.
Thank you. It says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as an increase in visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to emails and the phone calls from Local Splash?
How many am I going to be getting from Local Splash?
You said how many phone calls?
No, how many things from Local Splash are you going to be sending me?
Oh, yeah. You'll get about 2 to 3 welcome texts as soon as I process payment. But, this part is basically just outlining if we call you, we leave you a voicemail, you can't get back to us, just get back to us as soon as you can, just so we could update you about your advertising or any kind of content we need to update, okay?
Okay.
Awesome, thank you. And the second part here says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Like what?
Yeah, basically, if anybody calls and they offer something similar, where they want to lock in the Google Ads, Facebook advertising, Google Map Search Engine Optimization, cover Alexa, if you hear anything that sounds like our service, just call us before you pay them. That way you don't pay for two services you already have locked in with us, okay?
I don't understand. Would there be an advantage to having two?
Not at all. That actually puts you at a disadvantage because you only want one person updating content. Even if they try to like duplicate a listing, that could actually hurt and damage your listing also. So it's important just to have one technician or one Google certified team or company. That way you don't have anybody messing up any kind of work that we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you. Awesome. And the second part here, it says, for your payment, an initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, which is June 23rd, 2025, and the discounted price at just $549. This will be a recurring payment when the term is completed. Agreement would automatically renew each month, same day, the 23rd, same price, just $549. Now, you may discontinue or cancel your program at any time by contacting client support. All we ask is just give us a call 3 days before the next billing is due if you ever wish to discontinue or pause the programming in the future. Now, do you agree and understand to the renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand. What's client support phone number?
Yeah, it's I can give it to you now. You're also going to get it here in a couple seconds, but it's 877-635-6225, and it's extension 1 for client support. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, absolutely. And I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard here to the Local Splash family. I mean, I know it's going to be a phenomenal marketing year for you. So, absolutely. Welcome to the team. I did get it. Yeah, you're welcome. It's my pleasure to help you. And I did get an error code just on the card number. So, I'm just going to repeat it back to you so I have it correct, okay?
Hold on.
Yeah. So.
All right, go ahead.
Awesome. So it says, so I have 5466-3999.
No, 3099.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, got it. 3099-1138-4189?
Yep.
Awesome. And this is a 12 of 27 is the expiration? Is that correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then 196 is a security code, right?
Yes.
Awesome. So it was probably the extra 9 there. So thank you for that. And then let me go ahead and resubmit it over here to the Department of Finance. And I'm actually going to stay on the line just to make sure that everything is corresponding. While I'm just waiting, I'm just going to open up the technician's calendar to put you in for the client interview. We could kind of go over details and the services and kind of go over the content as far as what you want for the advertising, just to make sure we cross the T's and we represent you properly across the internet. And let me go ahead and open it up here now. But typically we do put it for about an hour, Steve, just in case of any questions. But they're about 20, 30, 40 minute phone calls with the technician, so it shouldn't take up too much of your time. But I do have some available here at 10 o'clock in the morning. I also have one at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow, the 24th, Tuesday?
Let's do the 24th at 1 o'clock.
Awesome. And then we do have some around 3 o'clock, if that works better for you. But 1 o'clock
tomorrow.
1 o'clock tomorrow. Awesome. And they're really nice, really smart. Again, they just want to cover content, search terms, make sure we have everything how you like it, okay?
Now let me ask you, am I going to have a contact person on this?
Oh yes, absolutely. You'll have an account manager and a management team locked in to your campaign.
I'm assuming you're in sales, correct? It's not going to be you.
You can call me directly whenever you need to. I'm going to send over my extension to you right now also, and I could definitely help you with anything.
I mean, the marketing rep person is somebody else.
You'll have a technician that's more of like the back office, onboarding, basically is what we call them. It's basically an account manager after me that kind of takes care of more of the technical and onboarding and keyword stuff. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. And you're also going to have a security question also. So as you start growing as a business, maybe you have a secretary or a business partner, they call in. They could go, you know, maybe they want to change something with the photos or content. We're always going to ask a security question, just to make sure that, you know, they're authorized to make that change. But the options we have is the city you were born in, your first pet's name, or your mother's maiden name as a security question option. Which one would you want to use?
Pet.
Okay. And, what was your first pet? It could be your current pet, first pet, whatever makes it easier for you.
First pet was Rusty.
Rusty. Okay. Excellent. So, yeah, just to protect your listing. So just in case they call in, just make sure they know the answer to that question there. But, I just want to make sure that you're getting the welcome text and the welcome email.
Let me check my emails. It went to spam.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's probably because we haven't corresponded in the past. But you'll get the same messages there on and the text messages, if it makes it easier.
Okay. Says click here to accept your subscription terms. However, the click here is grayed out. I can't click on it.
Oh, okay. Try to refresh it here.
No, it's a spam. I gotta get it out of spam.
Oh, you're talking, okay. Cause I believe this is a landline, right? So that's probably why you're getting the emails and not the text messages. Gotcha. Yeah, let me see here. Let me see what you're getting. Did you want me to send it to like a good mobile phone? Maybe you could get it like a mobile league as well.
No,
with that?
I got it.
Okay, perfect.
is an SMS message?
It's a text message. That's what it means.
Well, that's a landline, so I can't get text messages.
Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah, if you can't get text messages, that's fine. Did you want to put a mobile phone online? Just in case if this phone is occupied and we need to call you, we could call your mobile phone, or would you want to just leave it with the office?
No, just if somebody needs to call me, just call me, leave a message, I'll call back.
Got it. Okay, no problem.
Can I print in my name? Will that work?
Yeah, exactly. So you'll see a section where it has asked you for your first and last name. And I did spell it correct, right, just to make sure?
I don't know. I erased it and was putting my name in. Because it's not allowing me to confirm anything.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Oh. Try just checking off the SMS part. I know we don't have an SMS on file, but just try to check it off. Maybe it'll kind of just bypass it. That might be the only thing that's kind of holding it back from you clicking through to confirm.
It says, welcome to local. Yeah, I did. It says, welcome to local splash. Sign in with your credentials. Below.
Oh, nice. You're in. That's perfect. So with that, you don't have to create a credential or anything like that. You'll probably get it here in a couple of seconds through an email, but then they're also going to provide it for you tomorrow once we finish up the client interview. So you could kind of disregard that. You'll get an automated message with the login that we're going to send to you, okay?
Fair enough.
Awesome. Other than that, you're pretty much squared away. I'm also going to send an example of how the dashboard looks via email since you're not getting any text messages from us. And just be responsive here tomorrow at 1:00. It'll be me and the technician that'll call you so we can get everything squared away with the keywords and everything we're doing, okay?
Okay. Also, if I'm on the phone with a customer, I will not answer the phone.
Okay. Oh, no problem.
But if you leave a message, I'll call back.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. We always leave voicemails, and we also send messages out as well that we call and we miss each other. So, yeah, just get back to us as soon as you can. If you need to reschedule, we could definitely reschedule for you.
I'll call you back, and I'll be aware of it at 1:00. But I just wanted to let you know if I have me writing business or someone's doing an endorsement or asking me a stupid question, I'm going to take care of my client first, and then when we get done, I'll call you.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. Client comes first. That's always good. No doubt.
Okay. Like if one of your prior clients, never mind. Okay, so we're all good then, is that right?
Yeah, you're all squared away. We'll go ahead and call you here tomorrow. We'll kind of get everything situated. Thank you.
Okay, you already got the 549, so we're good on that. It's going to come out next June 23rd for 549.
July. Yeah, so July. So, yeah, July
23rd. Yeah, July. Yep. We're already in June. Okay.
That's great. Awesome. We'll talk to you here soon, and thank you again for choosing Local Splash. We'll keep in touch here soon.
Thank you for your persistence. I appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to help you. Talk to you in a few hours. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.